So the crowd here, it's about 10 deep. They blocked off the area. They're not letting any more people through.
So here's your scene setter for this one. About a month ago, as of this recording, Los Angeles Rams victory parade for the Super Bowl, as we covered it on the radio station, live on KNX.
Thank God it happened, and we're here to celebrate that, all of us here at this place, right in the Coliseum.
It's been a long time, I mean.
Big time.
Too long.
How long have you been around town?
Since 1966.
Yeah, and everybody had their hats and shirts, and they said Super Bowl champs, and somebody emailed in a question. You know how I tell you at the end of all these, email me your questions? It's working.
Hey, Mike, what happens to pre-produced sports merchandise of teams that lose a final game or tournament?
That's Jimmy. He wants to know what happened to the Bengals stuff. So, we've got questions. Hello, hello, it's Mike, and that is today's topic. What could have been the alternate reality championship? And you probably have caught on to this, right? That they print things up for both sides so they can sell it immediately. And you know that because the commercials for some of this stuff start like 30 seconds after the game. Or you can run up to the store to buy it if you're actually at the ballpark or the stadium. But that also means there's a whole bunch of boxes left over.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And we are in a situation where this type of event, they have to pre-print because we don't know what the outcome is going to be until those final seconds.
I would like you to meet Sherry Rudolph, Chief Development Officer and CMO at Good360.
In this case, unfortunately for the Cincinnati Bengals fans, we have t-shirts and sweatshirts and hats. And those obviously cannot be distributed or sold here in the United States. The good news is that Good360 provides an opportunity through our partnership with the NFL to take those and distribute them in international markets where they can actually serve people in need.
And she says they've taken things all around the world. They've had this partnership going for years and years. How much stuff are we talking? Well, she does say that corporations in general and the leagues, they're getting better about not being wasteful, so they don't make too much right at first.
So it's probably less than you would think, and really boils down to maybe a few thousand items. The stadium, shops, sporting goods chains in those areas, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, of course, in this pandemic age, branded face masks.
So there's your basics. Now on to how this actually works. First off, somebody loses because, well, that's life. Somebody always loses. And then the NFL says, what? Start boxing it up and sending it somewhere?
Yeah, definitely. So we don't disclose the very specifics because, as you can imagine, this type of donation is pretty sensitive. And there's a lot of people who might like to get their hands on some of these items just as collector's items.
In other words, this is something that somebody would love to sell on eBay and somebody else would love to buy on eBay.
And that's obviously not the point of the partnership. So in this case, after we know what the outcome is, not just of the Super Bowl, by the way, but also the AFC and NFC championship game, we work with the NFL, who sends out information after the game and lets the retail outlets know where to send those items.
And when they do that, it's not just like, hey, get it to us whenever. No, there's tracking. There are barcodes to scan. They know if you've opened the boxes. There's seals. And then she won't even tell me where they go. It's just somewhere in the U.S. to start.
What we'll do is we'll wait until we have enough so we can fill an entire ocean container.
And then we are on the move.
The items generally will wind up in Africa, maybe South America, sometimes Eastern Europe and Asia.
And again, it's through partners that have been vetted to make sure that it doesn't end up back in the States or back online. And why don't we see pictures of it being worn, the wrong team in the logo? Well, it's because it's actually being used. People need this stuff, so they're out wearing this stuff.
And something as basic as a t-shirt or a sweatshirt here in North America can truly be life-altering.
I do just have to ask, though, have you ever just wanted to grab one thing and say, you know what, I'll keep it behind closed doors.
Well, so here's the thing is I never even come close to being able to put my hands on any of that product because
that's
of the way that it
measure.
Moves through.
Yeah.
Right. That's part of the security. I also married into Steeler Nation. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So unfortunately, we have not been in the position to be on either side of that coin for quite a few years now. But hopefully we will be again soon.
And just listen to the crowd.
Back to our parade for just a second here.
They're going crazy. This is absolutely confetti. You can hear the fans. Oh my gosh, they're like 20 deep here. We've got people standing up on things they probably shouldn't be standing on. Rams cheerleaders.
We love a parade. And we also love this guy who our reporter Emily found.
I spoke with this one guy, though. His name is Douglas. He's wearing gear from the Dodgers, Lakers, and the Rams.
So, yeah, he was definitely making it into the merch show. And because we've got a few minutes and we're on the subject, let's take this whole idea and flip it all on its head.
Cool fan apparel while the moment is still happening.
That's Jamie Mottram, president of a company called Breaking Tea.
Yesterday, Russell Wilson got traded to the Broncos.
Okay, so yes, this dates when we recorded this, but also it's the perfect illustration. So carry on.
We already have products, graphic print t-shirts and sweatshirts designed, mocked up, and ready to go to market, except the deal isn't even official yet. So we kind of have to wait for it to become official before we can go to market.
You're so ahead of it, you can't even sell it yet.
that's right. In this case, we probably could have slowed down a little bit.
Welcome to their workshop, where now you get the idea. What you're hearing, that's not pre-printed stuff. They are waiting for an actual moment. They're waiting for a big play. They're waiting for somebody to say something.
An example of this with the Dodgers and the Giants, there was, a day game 2 years ago, just like any other game out of 162. Madison Bumgarner for the Giants gave up a home run to Max Muncy. And there was a little bit of like a stare down situation between the pitcher and the batter after Muncy hit the home run and took his time walking around the bases. So after the game, Muncy was interviewed and the reporter said, "Hey, what were you saying to Madison Bumgarner there when you hit the ball out of the park and into McCovey Cove, you know, where it splashes into the water?" And Muncy looked at the camera and said, "Go get it out of the ocean." So we weren't watching that game
because it was like any other in 162, but they have social media data. They've got a whole aggregator that tells them what people are talking about. This was one of the things, and they put it on a shirt.
And if you go to a Dodgers game now, you will see "Go Get It Out of the Ocean" t-shirts.
He is right. I mean, you can spot these things around town still. The data tool that I mentioned, he says in the early days, by the way, it was just literally him watching SportsCenter. But what they have now, they really use it.
Every team in every sport across America. So whenever something happens and it starts spiking, like the social engagement starts spiking for that team, we're alerted to it based on the data.
And then there's this. They actually don't print up anything until it's sold. They get the rights to use it. They confirm with the leagues that this is going to be okay. Then they mock up the artwork. They put it on the page. And then if you're clicking buy, then they'll get you a shirt.
Right. So if you went to breakingtea.com right now and you see our newest arrivals that were probably inspired by what happened, you know, last night, chances are those products don't actually exist just yet. They only exist digitally.
We thought this was cool and we had to share. Also, because you might have unknowingly contributed to some of this via your tweets.
A favorite of mine is "Hang It in the Louvre," because people will say "Hang It in the Louvre" for like a beautiful sports photo.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Sean McVay holding up the trophy with confetti falling. They'll be like, "Hang It in the Louvre." So we have these different catchphrases that can sometimes generate those types of ideas, because that's totally something that people say.
So as they keep churning out the merch, keep on giving them ideas and keep on giving us ideas, because yeah, this one came from Jimmy at the top of the show, right? I've got questions at odyssey.com, AUDACY, or tweet me at KNX Simpson, and we will go and find people to talk about what you want to talk about, what you're curious about. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Thank you, Cooper, for all of the help. We will be back next week. Subscribe if you haven't so you don't miss us.